Hello, it's Monday, the 17th of June, in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news. Joining me tonight is the wonderful Catherine and the beautiful Christine. I know I said, well, I've made an announcement on Facebook that I was parking Kate Watch because there seemed to be proof of life. I was getting messages that people who were watching it at the time, actually live, noticed that she was very heavily made up and there was a clear scar above her eye. But then later on, after the event, when people watched it, it had all been touched up in the photos. Then there was a video that was going around that people were saying it was AI or CGI because they're showing she's getting out of the carriage and her foot disappears into the coachman who's opening the door. And when she's on the balcony, her first smile, as it smiles, she's like glitching at the side and just one side smiling. So I don't know, whatever, she looked bloody great. I can't say that, whatever. So I was parking it. But then today, there's been the Order of the Garter ceremony. This is really dark and satanic and some absolute ceremonial like nonsense. Whole royal family's there. No Kate, none of the children, but yet again, Rose Hanbury's son is there carrying the train. Now, I went through Getty images, as many as I could I see Rose lurking in the bushes somewhere? But I couldn't. But no George, no Charlotte, and no Louis, and no Kate. So what we're going to do with Kate Watch is we're going to bring it back when it's relevant. I'm not going to do an every day because, we could be here for another couple of years. So we'll keep an eye out. Thoughts on that, girls? Catherine, you first.
Yeah, I am really seeing a lot. I've seen a few people posting a few pictures, and there was one where somebody had posted they'd had like a close up of her, and it looked like she had a scar on her left eye. I don't know if you saw that one. And I did see another picture when people were posting. I don't know what to make of it. You can look too hard at things as well sometimes and come up with nothing. But somebody had posted is that like the back of them all supposedly, and it's not Kate's not there, but it's William and the three
Yeah,
kids.
we were going to bring that up actually because we noticed that and they're saying it's actually AI generated. But what I don't get, there she was standing out looking great. So what, like she's been too ill to do anything.
Yeah,
And
exactly.
like, so what's the last six months? And then yesterday, the Daily Telegraph. This has gone crazy. This has really caused some huge backlash. So, dear, dear, dear. The Telegraph put out a headline, Our Fair Lady, the Princess of Wales, is selfless display as the tonic that Britain needed. So the backlash, selfless display. She's been off for 6 months. No one's seen her. She's had teams of nurses and people. What about all the other people suffering with cancer? Like, they came out with something, tripping a colour. They literally came out and said lesser people, something to do
Lesser
with
mortals.
lesser mortals. Lesser mortals would be able to come out and do this. So obviously now, because of that article, there's loads of more backlash coming now against Kate. She was the darling yesterday and saving the royal family. And now this article's come out that lesser mortals would be able to do what she's done that day. Like, what? Oh dear, what a mess. Can't believe we're still talking about this. So yeah, that really is the end of Kate Watch. Christine.
Yeah, I just have one question on Kate Watch. If she could come out looking like that and stand there and ride in the coach and be seen with family, where the heck has she been for the last 6 months?
Where the heck has she been? Has she been in hiding from them? Or has she been in hiding because of them? Like, has she been held against her will?
Yeah.
Hidden? Or
somebody said that could this be divorce proceedings going through, like she's agreed to, maybe because there's been certain agreements, but...
Well, I saw a story yesterday that I want to bring up that I found very interesting, where she had passed a note. This is a long time ago, but she was sitting across the table from someone and passed them a note that said, "The things I've seen are horrific. They're trying to kill me. Help."
I saw a note with help that she handed to the magician, Derren Brown.
That's it. That's the one.
But I didn't see any of the thing. All I saw was the help me, because I saw that in a tweet. He actually tweeted it.
He did. Yeah. And everybody laughed it off. And that's been before she ever disappeared. So is there more to that story? I don't know.
I don't know.
The whole thing is just bizarre.
It is. And I really just wanted to park Kate Watch. But as I say, we'll just bring Kate Watch back as and when we need it. Now, that really is the end of Kate Watch. Catherine.
Hi. Right, okay, guys, I've got a few stories. There's one actually I'm going to talk about. Christy had actually put this in the... in for the show, but she's working tonight. So I thought I'd... If you don't mind, ladies, I was going to read it out. And it's from the Telegraph. And remember when I did my... You'll definitely remember, Lou. I'm not sure, Christine, if... because it was a couple of years ago. But I wrote a blog called Educate and Devastate, which was on Ellie Barnes. Remember that?
Absolutely fantastic. We did a show on it. We've got a show, and I'll also link that show to this.
Brilliant. Because obviously she was her words, not mine, trying to smash heteronormativity. So in other words, what they're trying to do is take heterosexuality away completely and give us all the other sexualities, right? So this is kind of in line with that. And this is from the other day, and it's in the Telegraph. It's a university as well. Anyway, I'll read it because it's not that long. Outcry as university tells staff to teach that whiteness and heterosexuality are a problem. Liverpool accused of implementing divisive policies after lecturers advised on how to diversify and decolonize history curriculum. This is so dangerous. History lecturers at the University of Liverpool have been advised to problematize, if that's even a word, whiteness and heterosexuality in their seminars. The advice has been given in guidance on how to diversify and decolonize the history curriculum sent this week to academics at Liverpool, a member of the prestigious Russell Group universities. But last night, critics lambasted its recommendations as ideologically driven and divisive. Of course it's ideologically driven. What else would it be? You know, whiteness. What on earth? In the report entitled History Curriculum Diversity Audit, staff are encouraged to think creatively about how they can bring questions of race and gender into the topics they teach. Given examples of how they might do so, the guidance asks them to consider, can a module that teaches exclusively about race relations do more to problematize and decenter whiteness? The diversity audit also notes that there is a lack of queer history, here we go, with the queering, in the teachings on gender, while pointing out that there are no seminars problematizing heteronormativity. There's that word again, Ellie Barnes. A term which refers to treating heterosexuality as the norm. Well, it is the norm. Elsewhere, it tells history lecturers that it is not enough to simply include more BAME. BAME? This is new to me, right? Meaning Black, Asian, and minority ethnic, women or non-binary scholars on their reading list. They are directed that, in addition, they must discuss the diversity of the reading list with their students on every module that is taught. Teaching staff are further told that it's essential, they make their seminars safe spaces because topics such as race and gender can be both emotional and challenging for students. Wrong. Well, this is
I posted this the other day. I put this as well. I posted this up the other day because this is like, I say, what goes on in America will come here. This is the CRT coming here now.
Absolutely.
The critical race theory coming in. This is dangerous. And I am pretty sure God's in control of this. And the British people will not have this.
Well, they better not, because they're teaching it in primary schools over here as well.
What, already? You know, they've started already?
Yeah, they've already started this. It's very, very gently, but you know where it's going. And I tell you what, remember we had Ronnie Herman on? Obviously, she's coming.
Yeah, I was just thinking of Ronnie.
Yeah, exactly. We should do another show with her, actually, because this was, I mean, it's obviously been going on in America for a while, and it's going on in Canada, and now it's here. And you know what? Just slightly on from this, remember I said I've got a story, but I didn't have an article because it was by word of mouth, right? Yes. Sharon has actually posted on my wall in a special needs school down in, I think it's Swansea. A special needs child came home from school and threw on the floor and sort of started crying a pride flag that he had coloured in, and he threw it on the floor in sort of protest. And, you know, the parents asked what's wrong. And he said they made us do this. And if we didn't colour it in, then people would think we were homophobic. So they made that lad colour in, special needs lad, colour in that pride flag. And if he didn't, he was homophobic. Honestly, guys, the schools are horrendous at the moment. And I think people are taking their foot off the gas a little bit when they think they have one thing that will pop up and say, oh, they're not doing this anymore. And then people think it's fine. It's not. It's happening all over. I couldn't believe that. I was like, you are kidding me. So if we know they're forcing it, but to tell a young special needs lad that if he doesn't do, you know, what he's supposed to in terms of pride and whatever, then he's a homophobe. It's absolutely disgusting. And it shouldn't be, it really shouldn't be happening. But it is. It's going on everywhere. And obviously we're in the middle of it right now, aren't we? Because we're in smack bang in the middle of June. So, you know, they are going to be doing these things in school. But to force him to do it and then tell him if he doesn't, he's homophobic, or people will think he's homophobic. Absolutely shocking. This young lad was really upset and confused, you know, and it's like, what are they doing to these children? Seriously.
That's just sick.
It's bad, isn't it? It is bad. But
it's,
you know,
demonic.
People are sort
it
of
is demonic.
It is. And people are, you know, they are coming around to it now. They're seeing what's going on. So there is a lot more pushback than there was before. But I think, you know, it's kind of like a bit of a race now, isn't it? Like the more they're rushing all this stuff out while people are waking up in droves and fighting against it. Do you know what I mean? So we're at that catch-22 at the moment. But I don't know what the schools think they do. I don't know what the teachers think they're playing at. I really don't. But as soon as a few teachers, you know, become accountable for their actions, because it will happen sooner or later, that's when things will change. Because if you can't get the teachers to teach it, then it wouldn't be taught, you know. So I think we're sort of approaching that now, hopefully. So it's a shame, but you know, it has to go that far. We have people have to be shown to be accountable for their actions before any, otherwise they're just going to carry on, you know. So moving
what
on.
What do you say? What I just want to get Christine.
Sorry, love.
I just want to get
Christine, what do you think? You on mute?
Sorry, I think my mute was stuck. You know, you're right. This has been happening here. And I think that it's time for us to stand and take our authority back over all of this. And again, it just has to happen in the spirit first. It's disgusting. It is so disturbing. But you know what? It is, we're in a war. We're in a war, and it is good versus evil. And the stories change, but the story is the same. I feel like every time, you know, we cover all of these horrific things, but at the base of it, it's just the same story over and over and over. It's the enemy trying to do anything in their power to kill, steal, and destroy our children. And we're not going to take it. We're not going to stand for it. We are going to stand in prayer, and we are going to fight like hell, and we're going to win.
Amen. Amen.
Go on, yeah, your next story, my love.
Oh, right. Right, yeah, you know about this, Lou, anyway. It was just an update, though. So the Shirley Oaks victims, obviously, you know, what happened there was absolutely horrific. And I know that you've done shows with Bill Maloney in the past on this. So if you can find them and link them, Lou, that would be brilliant. I don't know how available they are to you, because obviously you did these shows a long time. But this is basically a bit of an update. So the victims of one of the UK's worst child abuse scandals urged to come forward before deadline. Even that had me a little bit. This is a Mirror article. So I was thinking, why on earth would there be a deadline on things like this? But anyway,
statute of limitations,
ex-residents
of
Shirley Oaks. Yeah, it is. But it just winds me up, because I just think something like this, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, if people are not ready to come to sort of speak up
there
on
shouldn't
it, shouldn't
be
a statute of limitations.
Not like this. No,
not
exactly.
Like this.
I agree completely.
No, I understand with debt and things like that, right? Yeah, but not on things like this. But they do, obviously. So ex-residents of Shirley Oaks Children's Home could miss out on payments when the plan ends in a few weeks. Before 1980, hundreds were physically, sexually and racially abused by paedophile employees. Victims of one of Britain's worst child abuse scandals have benefited from a record £144 million compensation scheme, although money doesn't really take away the trauma, but there we go. The former residents of Shirley Oaks Children's Home are eligible, but some could miss out on payments of tens of thousands of pounds each when the plan ends in a few weeks. They've got one of the old, so far 2,240 victims, wow. Right, that's not obviously not all of them. 2,240 victims have received more than 100 million from Lambeth Council, which ran the home in Croydon, South London. Hush money, I'm calling this anyway. But one survivor at the forefront of the battle for compensation has accused the council of forcing around 150 people into accepting offers. Raymond Stevenson said they include a blind man whose case was closed because he did not see the letters. And Russell Spectorman, whose sister Sarah died at the home, age 11 months, is also fighting for justice. She was found hanging from a harness that staff had used to bind her to a top bunk in 1975. Russell, 57, said, Lambeth Council has threatened to close my case down because I won't accept their offer for the 15 years of abuse I experienced in their care homes. I don't blame him. And I also won't accept their offer until they deal with the redress for my sister who died at their hands. 15 years, mind. One man, now 57, who was abused in the 70s, said the council branded him retarded and threatened to throw his case out of court. And a woman, 61, who was raped at 14, said of a council-appointed psychiatrist, he said, I would have got over it within 6 months. These people are absolutely horrendous. Mr. Stevenson added, Lambeth's council attempt to brush the abuse, this is exactly what they're doing, under the carpet, yeah, has backfired, as there is a growing list of individuals preparing a class action, which is brilliant. And it'll bring, obviously, exposure to these places. Lambeth said the scheme was open for 4 years to January 2022, and 94% of cases have been settled. So a spokeswoman said I know when you think, right, what are these victims actually were? It was horrendous. Absolutely. I haven't done, you know, anything deep on Shirley Oaks. I know that you would have, Lou. I know that you definitely did. But I've seen some stuff on it. And, you know, terrific. Again, just care homes in general, you know, it's prolific. It's prolific.
It's horrendous.
It probably
it's
still is.
Yeah, exactly. And this all starts
so
with
I just
services.
Wanted to give.
It all starts with social services.
Yeah, yeah.
They
of
go
course,
into the home,
they're removing them and putting them
the
into
children.
The care system.
It's a vicious circle.
And well, here's
yes,
the
a
deal.
Trafficking system.
Yeah,
it is. It's a yeah, exactly. It's sex trafficking. It didn't start then, and it didn't end then.
No, absolutely.
This is
not.
One chapter of a very thick book.
Yeah,
and the deal is, when they are talking compensation, oh, they've paid out $1 million to, you know, or pounds to 2,240 victims. That's less than $500,000 for each victim.
Yeah, it's not. It's just money. It doesn't
It doesn't erase the pain or the trauma or the lives lost.
Yeah.
It does nothing but assist them in maybe getting the care they need to try to get through this life.
Yeah.
This is permanent. When these idiots, these Kinsey followers, that think that this is healthy for children, that somehow it benefits their lives. I mean, this is the most sick, twisted thing on the planet, and it is the most hurtful thing to God's heart.
Yeah.
You know, hurting innocent children is like, and the enemy knows it, right? That's why they are such a target, because they are the closest thing to God's heart. And the enemy wants to go after the biggest thing he can to do the most damage. And that is us as children and us as humanity. And it's just time to turn it all around. There, nobody gets over that in 6 months. That's not something you ever get over.
There's no empathy within these places at all, is there? The people, well, they should be over it by now. There's nothing, like robots, you know?
Exactly.
Awful.
Well, I've got...
I just got...
Oh, sorry, go on, darling.
Only one more, that's it. That's one. I only wanted to mention this because of the pornography presentation I did. And again, this is going to fit into that. But why this even happened. But an Edinburgh man caught with horror collection of child abuse images jailed and placed on the sex offenders register. He had been jailed for 16 months and had his name added to the sex offenders register just for 10 years. Martin Lipscomb, so they've named him, was found with more than 4,000 images and videos depicting youngsters as young as 4 years old being sexually abused while blindfolded and with their limbs bound. The 33-year-old was caught with a vile hoard just 15 months after he escaped the jail sentence for a previous child sex offence. Lipscomb was found with disgusting videos of him performing a solo sex act over children's clothing in 2021. He also took pictures of a 12-year-old girl and her clothing hanging on a washing line and sent the images to an unknown male. He was placed on a supervision order on the sex offenders register for 2 years and banned from entering the grounds of schools, nurseries and children's play parks. He returned to the dock at Edinburgh Sheriff Court last month to admit possessing indecent images of children at his home between November 2022 and January last year. Prosecutor Chelsea Martin received intelligence. Lipscomb was accessing child abuse images and turned up at his home around 8 a.m. on January 6th last year. The court was told the sales assistant was at home with his grandmother and he had handed over a mobile phone to officers stating he knew what this was about. Ms. Martin said a forensic analysis showed the device held 4,335 child abuse images with 591 rated as Category A, the worst end of the scale. The fiscal said there were also 73 videos, 38 at Category A, depicting young children being sexually abused by adults found held on the device. The court was told the victims were female children aged between 4 and 15 years of age. Some of the pictures depicted the children blindfolded and some had their limbs bound. The fiscal said police officers also uncovered chat logs containing around 20,000 messages where Lipscomb had sent photos of a young female child to another person. Lipscomb pleaded guilty to possessing indecent images of children at his home between November 2nd, 2022 and January 6th last year. He also admitted to distributing indecent images of children to others from his home between November the 2nd and the 28th of December 2022.
How long did he get?
2 years.
2 years. Okay.
Right. So that's it.
Move on. Wait. Moving on. This is in the Metro. Dad jailed for beating paedophile pensioner to death in an uncontrollable rage. A devoted father of two who beat a paedophile to death has been jailed for manslaughter. Simon Brown, 28, went into an uncontrollable rage and beat convicted paedophile William Bill Rowe, 71, to death after he allegedly bragged and boasted about his crimes. Rowe had been visiting a mutual friend's house in Borstal near Rochester in Kent when Brown arrived, and the trio discussed Rowe's crimes after being shown a news article about him. He had been jailed 2 decades earlier for child sex offences, and Brown claims that he was boasting that his sexual offending wasn't the first time and it probably wouldn't be the last. Brown went into a rage and attacked Rowe, punching and kicking him over and over before leaving him on the floor of a friend's house. Rowe's body was found more than 27 hours later and he'd suffered as many as 27 fractures to 17 of his ribs. So Brown went on trial accused of murder by the jury and they found him not guilty after 12 hours of deliberation. He'd previously pleaded guilty to manslaughter, and earlier this week, he was sentenced to 13 years in prison at Maidstone Crown Court.
There you go. Actually, it was 16 months he had, mined and placed on the sex offenders register for 10 years, so he'll do 8 months this one.
So this guy has beaten a 70-something monster, and he's died. These animals are raping and abusing children who have the rest of their lives to live with it. And they get how long?
16 months.
And a father has got 13 years.
But protect it, you know, protecting children from that man who would very, 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 very likely to offend again. 100%.
And he even admitted it.
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it? And actually, think about this for a minute, right? So he's got his 16 months here, which is absolutely nothing anyway, right? If he lived in Germany, he'd be getting a smack on the wrist because they've just decriminalised child porn, haven't they? To a misdemeanour. So you wouldn't be serving any time. This is
wow.
This is how, yeah, exactly. So, you know, this is just...
Well,
Our justice system, ladies. Our justice system. Absolutely backwards.
Yep.
Let me tell you God's justice system. It is better to have a millstone tied around your neck and be cast into the sea than to touch one of these innocent lives.
Amen.
And if you don't think he's about to step on this scene and do it his own self, you're about to see justice worldwide. It is going to come so swift and so fast. They are not expecting it. They have no idea what's coming for them. But I'm telling you, I'm going to read Psalms 127:3 so I can calm myself down just a minute. Ooh, look, children are a gift of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is a reward. As arrows in the hand of a mighty warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of children. He shall not be ashamed when he speaks with the enemies at the gate. So God's highest reward outside of salvation in heaven for us is our children. They are the most beautiful, precious, innocent souls on this earth. And it is time for each and every one of us to stand for them. We've got to stand.
Amen.
Absolutely.
So I've got this, and then we've got a Diddy update. So Brits are increasingly opposed to trans ideology. Opposition to legal sex swaps and transgender ideology is on the rise, new research has shown. The 2024 British Social Attitude Survey reveals, compared to 2019, twice as many Brits say those who claim to be the opposite sex should not be allowed to change it on their birth certificate. There has also been a 14% point rise since 2021 in those who say trans rights have gone way too far. So, okay, I don't think it's on the rise quick enough. Well, maybe it is, but we're just not being told.
Well, that's a bit of good news. I think that's probably what it is. We're not being told.
Yeah. So they say last year, an Ipsos LGBT plus Pride survey found that UK support for pro-trans measures is among the lowest in the world. Based on a global survey of LGBT issues in 30 countries, Ipsos found that the UK was frequently ranked nearly last in support of pro-trans causes. Only the US polled lower than the UK in support of transgender people being allowed to use single-sex facilities that correspond to the gender they identify with. The UK came 28th out of 30 when it came to backing gender-affirming care for teenagers and 25th in relation to support of gender-neutral passports.
Okay. Interesting.
That's something. Let's take that as a positive.
Yeah, I'm going to take that as a positive. I am. And I do think it's more. I do think this propaganda at the end of the day, they want us to believe that more people are for this than not. We know that anyway because of what it does on social media. It's the same thing through mainstream media. Do you know what I mean? Giving the impression that most people are on this side so that, you know, psychologically, the herd will follow where most people go, you know. It's like psychological warfare, isn't it? But I think it is far, because, you know, everyone I speak to about it is in agreement with me. So, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I mean, not that I go out speaking to every single person I see, but you know what I'm saying, you know? It tends to be that way anyway. So, yeah, we'll take that as a positive.
We will. So, Christine, what have you got your eye on, my love? We'll close with the diddy, but what have you got your eye on, darling?
Well, over the weekend, I saw a couple things, and I did link the stories in here. One, there have been so many Biden gaffes this weekend, it's not even funny, and it's on a daily anyway. I mean, the man can't form a sentence. He can't walk on his own. You saw where he pooped his pants on the world stage, you know, last week. I didn't think he could top that, but apparently he's making Obama nervous. So they were at an event and Biden was attempting to speak. He wasn't doing very well, and Obama was sitting next to him. When they got up, he just froze. He didn't know, you know, Trump's teasing him all the time because he can't find the stairs. It was the same thing. He didn't know what to do, where to go. Obama literally had to walk over, grab him by the wrist, and yank him like a child, like, come with me. And he did. And Obama had his arm around him the entire time to get him off the stage. I mean, the world is watching. And this is the best we can do, really? It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
I'm pretty sure there's been about 4 Bidens in the space of the last 10 days or so. I'm sure of it.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, there's There's loads of them in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm enjoying? I'm getting all my old memes bumping back up from 2020. Do you remember the frog and the drums? You know, with the dancing frogs. And then with these are all popping up because I went through a bit of a phase. And with Cat Turd in there. So they're all popping up at the moment. The lunacy that's going
so funny.
On. It's an absolute movie. What else you got?
Well, that was basically it. I know I'll chime in on Diddy. But I did see where, moving on to Diddy, if it's okay.
Yep.
I watched the Jaguar Wright and,
Gene Deal.
Yeah. Gene Deal did an interview and then Jag came in at the end. And Gene Deal is no joke. He is no joke. He's not messing around. Gene Deal made it very clear. He said, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not a drug abuser. I've been in security. I've been a police officer. I was a private investigator. I'm straight, you know. And I'm telling you, I know what I saw. And if they need me to witness, you know, if they need me to testify to something, I am proud to do it. And he is so straight. So he shared, you know, a lot about Gina before Cassie. He said, I believe Gina before Cassie came out. But I knew Marissa before Gina. I knew what he did to her. So, I mean, he is literally setting the foundation for this case on just the abuse charges. But he said, the guy asked him, do you think that's what he'll go down for, basically, you know, is all of these cases that are coming up? And he said, probably not, you know, but that's going to tie into some other big things. It's not just him. He said, it's every one of them.
Yeah.
It's all of them. And then he said,
know, like people like Gene Deal, why did they not come out? Why did they not step in if they saw this? I know how big Diddy is or whatever, but would no one stand up to this guy and like, or even go to the police? Or was, you know, I don't get
deal.
It.
I think, and this is what I think, and it's just my own personal opinion, we'll see how it all washes out. We know JFK started this whole Q movement, back in the 60s, right? He was trying to bring them down from the inside then. So that was a 60-year plan. Here we are in 2024, and it's finalizing this year. Okay. So we know that they have had people on the inside from day one. The infiltrators have been infiltrated. Okay. So how do we know that they haven't? And how do we know that they haven't known the right people to talk to? And all you hear is what the propaganda left is going to feed you. But how do we know that they haven't had this case against all of them for decades? I don't know. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But I have a feeling that there are people that were in positions like Cat Williams that just sat back and kept their mouth shut and took notes until the time was right and they could move forward with what they knew.
Yeah.
You know, so we've got several of those people now coming up. And it's beautiful because it's like everybody's coming at once. And so this, I saw in the spirit the other night, a tsunami, just a tsunami hitting the earth. And I mean, it covered everything. Nothing was not touched. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And it was this truth movement that started out as a little ripple with like Alex Jones back in the day and everybody saying, oh, he's crazy. And, you know, and David Icke. I mean, there have been many that have tried for, you know, years, decades. They've known. So there has been this fraction of people that have been fighting and have been awake since long before we have. And
absolutely,
I'm praying that somebody that needed to pay attention was paying attention and knew truth and put people in the right places. I think God's had a plan and a hand, obviously, orchestrating all of this.
Yeah.
For such as this. Yeah.
I had a weird dream, woke up in a right state. I was just remember being at a Diddy party and he was trying to make me take a drink and I was just running away and then I just like sat up in bed. I'm like, oh no, I'm going down. I've been talking about Diddy for way too long.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's what it is. Constantly talking about.
Well, just to finish up the show now, it's going to end on Diddy. He's given back the Mayor of Honor, returning the key to the city of New York after Eric Adams requested it back in a letter. The letter writes, like many people, I was deeply disturbed by recent video footage of Sean Combs assaulting his then partner. I strongly condemn these actions and stand in solidarity with all survivors of domestic and gender-based violence. Our city has worked tirelessly to make sure survivors are heard and seen by administration. That's a load of crap. The key to the city of New York is presented to individuals whose service to the public and the common good rises to the highest level of achievement and who act as a model for fellow and future New Yorkers. After internal deliberations, the key to the city of New York committee recommended nullifying and rescinding Mr. Combs's key.
Well, bless his heart.
The horrible little man. I wonder what will ever happen if all those people, well, we know every, literally you can go through and see who the biggest on the list in this country are is just by going to see who gets all knighted or honoured. That list really sums it all up, doesn't it, Kat?
It does, 100%. It really does. It really does. It's like a label. You may as well just...
Yeah, it's just like your guide.
Yeah.
Well, here who's in the US, yeah, it's the who's who of Hollywood, entertainment, arts, sports. It's the who's who list. That's what it is.
We kind of know from just these things now, don't we? You know, we don't even have to dig it anymore. We know from... you know, past and researching and realizing the big, massive connections there, and they really are.
And why, as I keep saying, and I'm going to keep asking this question to people who work for the BBC, why do you work for a corporation that is embedded in the abuse of children. Why do you still work there? Surely, you know, you've got that on your CV. You could probably get a job anywhere. Why would you still want to work for a company that that's just been embedded with child abuse from like decades, the 60s? Why? That's my question to people who work at the BBC. Why do you work at the BBC? On that note, that's it for tonight. We will be back on Wednesday. Tomorrow, there will be a interview that Kat and I did the other night in relation to the pornography video that's just been released. If you haven't seen it, please check it out. What's been the feedback? I've seen somebody saying absolute nonsense what you're talking. Did he actually come back?
No.
Did he come back to you?
I tagged him back. I thought, no.
Yeah, you said, please elaborate. So did he come back?
He didn't elaborate. So I tagged him again and said, can you point out which part of that was factually incorrect? And if you can prove it, I'll take it away. And he hasn't come back. And then somebody, but I'd already had this discussion with Darren. I was like, I bet you any money he watches porn. And he was quite brave to write on that amongst all the other comments. So Simon, a friend of mine, he's actually a Christian as well, he commented on the bottom, he went, oh, looks like Ian, I think his name was Ian, likes to watch porn. And I laughed and said, that's exactly what it is. There's nothing in there he can disprove whatsoever. I know that as a fact. He's just annoyed because I've said it, you know. And there will be other people, mind, who really hate me for that, but they're not brave enough to write on that status.
Well, I've got just a recur, like, I put up, you know, what you shared the other day, that, you know, you're going to, you'll announce, this is it. The Jesus
publicly.
Post. Yeah, that nice post, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you are not nasty.
I shared it. I shared that as well. Yeah. After I saw it with you, because it was perfect. And then I've just had people just saying, I'll prove the Bible's real. There's no proof he's existed. And then there's other people who now no longer actually comment, but they'll comment on other people's and always like anybody who's why don't they just scroll past? Why do they feel they need to come on and be, you know?
You don't want to debate. You're saying what you're saying. Do you know what I mean?
It's because your light offends their darkness.
Yeah, exactly, Christine.
That's what it is. Your spirit offends their demons.
Yeah, so it's irritating demons.
That's what you're doing. They're manifesting. You're seeing people, you're seeing the demons manifesting right now, and that's what it is. The biggest thing, let's shut them down. Have I got like 2 minutes, Lou?
Always.
I love you. Okay. These are prayers to overcome satanic and demonic conspiracies. So I think we should just all agree, come together in agreement on this prayer. I loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against my life. I let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Let those gathered against me be scattered. Send out your lightning, O Lord, and scatter the enemy. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The gates and plans of hell shall not prevail against me. I overcome every strategy of hell against my life. Every strategy of hell is exposed and brought to light. I receive the plans of God for my life through thoughts of peace and not evil to bring me to an expected end. I am delivered from every satanic trap and plot against my life. I release the whirlwind to scatter those who would conspire against me. Let those who devise my hurt be turned back and brought to confusion. Let the nest they have hid catch themselves, and into that very destruction let them fall. I bind and rebuke every spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah in the name of Jesus. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked in Jesus' name. We come together, we agree, and we release that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 That comes out of a book called Prayers That Rout Demons by John Eckhart. And I would love it. It's a teeny tiny little book, but there it is, full of power. learn to pray effective prayers. Pray the word of God and watch the world change. That's how we do it.
Can you send me what the name of that book is, please? And I will go.
Yes, I will. I certainly will.
Thank you. Well, on that note, that's it for tonight. LibertyTactics.co.uk. Check us out on Rumble, Facebook, Instagram. Jason's running TikTok. We're on Truth Social as well as Christine. You can find Christine under Q Team Awesome on Truth Social. We're also there, Liberty Tactics. Catherine's blog is exposingthelie.info. If you'd like to buy us coffee, we would very much appreciate it. And that's it for tonight. Public Child Protection Wales as well. Check them out. Keep an eye on the events. We're going to be going down there in July. We're going to be doing a live podcast down there. That's it. We'll be back Wednesday. Good night. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Good night, guys.